Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 3. We're only on our third episode.
Tres.
If you only count the ones that are published, because we definitely did more than 3.
There's one that's really good about J. Cole. I'm
practicing. Oh my God. It's actually a really special day because it's the episode before Vic turns 29. So
wow, you have to put his age out there?
It's okay.
It's fine. It's okay. Some of us are cool with
it. She wants me to just get closer and closer to her.
It's happening. It's happening. You can't stop time, y'all.
Yeah.
You can't stop time.
No, I'm excited to be 30 one day. Like, I'm going to be 29
in 30 days. 30?
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be 30. I have a lot of homies who are 30, and I see how they're living. They're living good. When you're in your 20s, like, you're figuring shit out. Like, when you're in your 30s, you got money. You got shit figured out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Even, like, my son is, like, only getting older. He's going to be 8 this year.
Yeah, that's just going to trip you out.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
12
like,
or 13.
That's what I'm saying. Insane. And it's just, it's getting easier and easier. Like, I traveled with him to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I like getting older. You know what I'm saying? And, like, like, I can still be my age and still, like, bag girls who are 25. So it's fine, you know?
No, my thing is, like, if you rely so much on youth, that shit flies by.
Oh, it's fleeting.
Like, anyone that has little in their name or young in their name or, yeah. Like, is, like, or their thing is they're the youngest that can do this. It's like, oh, you're going to grow out of that. So, and then what are you going to have?
You're older longer you know than you're young.
Oh, in today's episode, instead of the brown bag being a gold bowl because we don't know colors, we're going to use the sombrero.
The sombrero.
Which is probably going to take over the brown bag, to be honest.
Yeah, it might just be the thing. Yeah.
So whenever anyone says anything cringy or just out of pocket, they have to get into their pockets and give us the money. And then that goes to a viewer or a listener. By the way, we still have not heard from the girl that won last video. So
have you checked the request? On our DMs?
Yeah, I've checked it.
Oh, yeah, then you're fucking up. That was cool. 25?
Don't forfeit your $25.
Yeah.
That's gas for a week. Yeah. It depends where you drive. Depends what you drive.
For half a week.
If she drives a Fiat, for sure. Prius, for sure.
Yeah, I have a very fuel-efficient car, and I filled up with like $45 today. So
yeah, my shit is... And I drive a very normal car.
Yeah.
I could only imagine your gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my husband pays for it.
Ah! Business LLC card?
Narco card. I'm just kidding. Okay, we're going to go straight into Don't You Know I'm Local. Talk about local shit that's going on that probably only we care about, but that's cool because that's what we're here for. These motherfucking cows. So there was a slaughterhouse in Pico Rivera and a bunch of cows escaped, right? And so they were on the streets. You've seen videos of people trying to wrangle up the cows. One even made it to El Monte. And there, I think there was a singer. Her name is Diane Warren. I don't know what song she does, or she's a songwriter.
She's somehow popping though.
She's sounds, an older white
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, older.
She paid money to like release that cow into like an animal reserve. How do we feel just about that? Because I have.
Honestly, like going to, because I like I went to school in Brownwood mm-hmm. for elementary, so we used to have like bobcats come down from like, or even like when I remember when I went to Palisades for like a week or two, fucking like for like a day or two. I'm sorry, like we'll see deer like on the road and shit. So it really, but I'm not surprised that there's cows in Pico Rivera.
Yeah.
It's Pico Rivera, where they have the Pico Rivera Arena, where they have Picolandia, where there's paisas and Pico Rivera and cows. And like,
cows?
You know, it just makes sense. You know what I mean?
I think it's hilarious because like 2 weeks ago, I was just talking about how people have cows as neighbors. And then like, I feel like it came to fruition to where like cows are now knocking on people's doors.
Saying, and what sucks about that, I seen that video, they're like in a dead end, just kicking it. Like if they're a hood, cow gang. Bro, but it was just
cow 13.
But it was just, but if you think about it, it was like, you know, it makes sense. It's Pico. Fucking Pico's a very big Latino, beautiful city, you know what I mean? And there was just, it's funny that there was just a bunch of cows. I can only imagine all the cowboys' foods that go to Picolandia and like,
oh yeah,
just they're putting their boots on and just starting to get this.
Trying to go help out.
Trying to catch them boots.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy to me that it made you guys laugh and it made me so sad.
Oh, that they escaped from a slaughterhouse?
Yeah, like.
But they escape, it's a good thing. We can make a movie about it.
Guess where they're going back?
Farmer John?
Yeah, they're going back to the slaughterhouse.
Like food for less.
That one, the one cow that escaped to El Monte that the lady helped, that she had to pay for it to like help him. And I think, of course, we know slaughter shit happens and clearly we're buying the meat.
Yeah.
But I think to see it, to see them want to escape or to see that they almost got away and then know where they're going. Like you're seeing the thing that's about to die. I think it just hits different.
You grew an attachment.
Something like.
Well, it made me really
sad.
She
grew an attachment to Big Moo Moo.
Yes, I did. It made me really sad, guys.
With your big homie.
I don't want to eat meat anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then go pay.
Well, first of all, you can go vegan. But second of all, I heard that you shouldn't, like, name animals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because then you get an attachment to
it. You get an attachment. You're going to eat them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Is that why we name our dogs? Because we don't want to eat our dogs?
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But, okay, guys, but the cows really made me sad. Like, I don't think I'm explaining this enough. Like, I really do not want to eat meat anymore.
Should we start first of all, you can't go vegan. One.
I've done it before.
How long?
A long time, probably a year.
What got you back on the...
My husband loves steak. Mm, and, like, we started dating. Honestly, I stopped when we started dating because he all...
Damn, you love him.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
You do. I do.
Man, no, I
changed for him, for sure. No, but, okay, so when I was little, I don't know if you guys might have this story. So I had a tío that pulled up to the front of our apartment, and he's like, Leti, ven al van, which is not creepy because he's my uncle, but still. He's like, ven al van. And then so I go into the van, and he has two cabras. Cabras is...
Goats.
Mm-hmm. And he has two goats tied up, and they're tied up in their legs, and something's around their mouth. They're like muzzled. And I don't know why he would tell a little girl to come see it, but I just remember I looked at the cabras, and they were like big eyes, like looking at me. And then because they're muzzled, they were making noises, but it's not regular, it's like muffled. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you're gonna eat that later. And then I just ran inside and I started crying.
Cochinita pibil.
Yeah, no, birria. And then so good. So I told my dad, we're not going to that party. We didn't go to whatever party that was for.
Because you were being a little girl.
Yeah, yes, because I was a little girl. And then I'm just very animal empathetic. Like, yeah. You guys don't have, like, animal stories like that?
I was raised in downtown LA in an apartment. I've never fell in love with a pig. You know what I mean? Like, your uncle's your uncle's an asshole for doing that.
Yeah, he's totally an asshole for that.
But he's like, he comes from, like, the rancho, probably.
Yeah.
For him, normal.
He also had a wooden leg. Like, this fool was like,
he's a
pirate.
Yeah. He's a pirate.
You know what's so crazy about this?
Sorry, Catioca, de this.
You know what's so crazy about this? That, like, I remember, like the homie's grandma used to grab the chickens and just twirl them.
Yeah, that's how they died.
Cooking food, like, you know what I mean? But I feel like people are going to see this and be like, oh, my God, no. Like, us being from a Latino culture or even, like, Southern culture, like, all the South Texas, they do exactly what just Latinos in Mexico are just very open with it.
Yeah.
Like, fool, like, cut the fucking chicken or the... Like, shoot the pig and, like, it's so normal. But I remember my sister telling me that she seen that and she was like, I love pork, but I just couldn't eat that day because I saw the pig before it died.
So that's how I feel about the cows.
But yeah,
I can see how that happens, but, like, it is just one of those things, like, I don't want to see how the meat is made, but I enjoy the fuck out of it.
So now that I saw that meat, it just made me so sad. It made me so sad.
So you don't want to eat cow tongue?
No.
Cow tongue is fire.
I would give up, like, meat in solidarity with those cows. Because it makes me feel so sad. Like, these fools really try to escape, and they almost did. And then it's like, going back to death.
You know what that shows you? If you're different, good things happen. That one cow that went a whole separate way to Armani.
Don't follow the crowd.
He's free now.
Yeah. It's a circle of life. Like, we just got to face it.
It is a circle of life. I just feel like...
Because if cows had the opportunity, you don't think they would eat us?
No, they eat grass. They're not carnivores.
They eat grass and shit.
But if they could talk,
they would kill us because we're monsters. Thumbs,
that's what I'm saying.
So if they were us, they would kill us.
So we gotta get them before they get us.
They're not gonna
like they.
They have hooves.
They don't have thumbs, but if they have thumbs, they'd be killing us.
No.
You know what? Free the cows and the gang.
La vaca.
La vaca.
That made me really sad. You guys have no rancho stories like that about, like, animals?
I have some sick ones.
Well, the one with the chicken, that was, like, at your apartment?
Oh, no. For sure not my apartment, but, like, the homie's grandma had, like, chickens in the backyard and shit. And she was like, mira. And I was like, why'd you do that? She like, porque tengo hambre. And I was like, she made some fire mole that night.
It's different. Like, I always judge people from the rancho a little differently because they grew up in a completely different world. Mm-hmm. Like, one time I had to kill a possum with my bare hands, and my grandma...
Wait a minute. What the fuck did the possum do?
Yeah, what's the situation where you have to kill a possum?
Visiting my grandma, and then the neighbor knocks on my grandma's door and is like, hey, there's a possum in the bush. Can you help me, like, move it out of the bush or whatever? And then I'm like, okay. So I walk outside, and I'm helping the neighbor dude, like, you know, trying to get the possum away from the house or whatever. And then my grandma, like, everybody who's in the house walks out of the house and they leave the door open. When they do that, the possum runs inside the house.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm like, fuck. And
are possums considered rodents?
Probably.
I don't know.
Like, I believe rodents should die. Like, I believe, like, rats should die.
Have you ever killed a rat? Unfortunately, I was in a room where we had to kill a rat. Those fools scream. It's the word. No, it's like shrieking.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit haunts you.
PETA's coming after this podcast.
No, I'm with you, PETA. But killing a rat haunts you.
When I had to kill that possum, it felt nasty. It was big.
Okay, you had to kill it because it went inside?
It looked at me in the eye.
Yeah, no, those fools square up.
I swear to God, it looked at me in the eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of raccoons. No, but possums do square up.
It looked into my soul. It was
Did you wrestle the possum? Did you
Hell
shoot
no.
the possum?
I had a
Did
stick.
You,
I beat the shit
it
out of
with
it.
Stick?
I beat the shit out of it with the stick. So
like a piñata, all the years of piñata.
Training. I had to beat the shit out of it. That's why there's a lot of Latinos in baseball. Motherfucker, it was built for this shit.
Yes.
Small, big, like, medium, who gives a fuck?
6 months, as soon as we can use our hand, we're using
So I beat the shit out of the possum, right? And then my grandpa, after an hour of him just being missing, like in the house, taking a shower or something, he walks out and he's like, what happened? ¿Qué pasó? And I'm like,
we just killed the possum.
And then he was like, where is it? And I'm like, in the trash. And then he's like, we could have ate that.
Ew, that's so gross.
And I was like,
Ew,
what?
That's so
and
gross.
Then like, and I was like, trying to process it, like, that's disgusting, grandpa. And then he's like, oh yeah, well, when I was growing up, we would catch possums just so we could have food that day.
Yeah, so.
And, like, you have to think from a different perspective.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have to be open-minded towards them. I remember that my first time ever, like, having BB guns, we seen a fat-ass raccoon walking right in the whole block where there's a bunch of kids just trying to knock it out the light pole. And then the raccoon is just walking, right? But it knows it's, like, under attack by a bunch of little fucking Mexicans. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're trying to shoot it with the BB gun.
Squinkly.
We're trying to knock it down. And then if you guys are going to judge me, I promise if you were raised in the hood somewhere, you did the shit I did. Right?
I don't know.
And then the Honduran lady, the only Honduran neighbor we have comes out. Y que vocero te dijo puta. Es el que me la traga los 20 dólares. Like, she was going to eat the motherfucking raccoon.
El
que me la traga los 20 dólares. I was like, oh, fuck. We all made it. He made it home safe. We
oh, you didn't even get it?
Nah. Oh. One time I did knock. Like, honestly, like, I'm just a big believer that rodents should die. Like, they like shit and like raccoons scare the fuck out of me.
Hell yeah, possibly.
I seen on YouTube how people have them as pets.
I've never seen someone have them as a pet.
Bro, people have those food as pets, dog.
Yeah.
Their people are weird.
On my Ring camera, I can see them sometimes. Like, they'll set off the cameras because they'll go in the trash or whatever. They'll pass by the front of our house, and I'm like, oh,
you don't
fuck
find
no.
them ugly?
I find them scary. They're all scary.
Hell yeah.
I'll kick the fuck out of raccoons.
I wouldn't kill them.
You notice that they're always the villain in, like, these little kid movies?
The
raccoon. It's like the raccoon is like,
poor raccoon.
See, so our kids are bred to hate raccoons.
Yeah.
No. They're bred.
It's generational.
Oh, bred. Oh, my
people.
God. Raccoons aren't people.
Love animals. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me get that off of my chest.
Yeah, but shout out to the cows, man.
You're free to cows.
Free the cows.
Free the cows.
I want to go into cool or culo right now. So I saw an interview with Fluffy, the dude that plays Fluffy. Fuck, Gabriel Iglesias.
We didn't play him. That is him. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Okay. So I saw an interview with him and Mike Tyson on Hotboxing, and I think he's playing Speedy Gonzalez in the upcoming Space Jam movie. And he's talking about how people want to cancel Speedy Gonzalez, but to him, he feels every Mexican loves Speedy Gonzalez. Like, it's a hero of ours.
I feel like I'm the youngest, so I feel like I didn't really watch a lot of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just know he was, like, just always, like, you know, when the homie was fast, it was like, oh, you fucking Speedy Gonzalez. You know what I mean?
It was like,
it was just, like, always the fast homie. But he was, like, a coyote, right? Or what was he?
No, he's just a little mouse.
Yeah, he's a mouse in the house.
Oh, okay. Oh, then.
A little fast mouse.
Why do people find him offensive?
Because he's, like, a caricature. He's wearing a sombrero.
A mariachi suit.
And then he's saying things like arriba arriba, like he's saying like shit like that.
Now that Andy showed me a picture and I just got flashback.
Yeah,
he's very machista too, huh? Like he's very like hombre.
He's not really
Speedy Gonzalez
a little bit, but he's not that three dimensional. He's not that three dimensional. Like literally, he's just a character that would just be like pop up out of nowhere and just be like arriba arriba Speedy Gonzalez, and then just
so Latinos are offended.
I don't know who's offended.
I think there's certain Latinos that could be offended to
Gen Z's offended
that are only
Latinx is offended
that the representation we have in like child media is Speedy Gonzalez, and what is that showing children that Mexicans are like, they look like this character, this is what they say. Unless we're saying like arriba, like the fucking piñata, like we don't go around saying arriba arriba maria maria, like we don't.
But I'm also never really offended about a lot of shit.
He's a mouse, right?
Yeah, he's a mouse. He's not a Mexican.
But my thing is, what are people finding offensive? The fact that he just says arriba arriba and run,
the fact that they made a caricature of a Mexican into a mouse.
It doesn't, like, what's bad about the representation though? No, he's just fast. Like, I would like to, when I was running,
I think
I was thinking I'm Speedy Gonzalez. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be fast like him. Not like anything bad. Like, he wasn't like a lazy mouse.
I think it's more like the fact that he has like sombrero, big brocha, and it's just,
it's a caricature.
But man, I fuck with it.
That's how some Mexicans look.
But though. But Gabriel didn't give context of who was offended. Was it like, were people like,
let's run the clip. Let's play it for us and then we'll run it in the,
like, yeah, that's my thing. I don't get what was
I just think that people are searching every day for somebody else or another thing to get mad about.
Did they say that they wanted to cancel it or that people were just giving their opinion and they are going to cancel it?
I defended the character when they tried to cancel it. And so there's nothing wrong with Speedy Gonzalez. Mexican people love Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of our heroes. Like, you can't just, what, his crime is he's fast? Yeah. You know, he talks fast. You know,
ay, señor, I can't believe it. You know, they try to cancel the character out of Space Jam.
Yeah, man, y'all crazy, bro. That's like, bro, we can't. That's like Diego Luna in Star Wars.
Don't start.
If you're not the caricature of a Mexican, then you get erased by your own people.
We gonna start that.
Mexican in Star Wars.
Okay, let's address that because people have been saying
last episode. Vic said that there's no Mexicans in Star Wars. Okay. And people came at him because they said Diego Luna, who's a Mexican actor, is in Star Wars.
And they came at him bad. By the way, follow our TikTok at the Brown Bag Pod. You know what I mean? But TikTok, they were like demolished. They were like, what you mean?
Hold on. Is it at the Brown Bag Pod or at Brown Bag Pod?
Oh, at Brown Bag Pod. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, so people are getting on my head. I have two things to say. One is I never watched any of the new Star Wars.
So your take was...
No, wait.
Uninformed. Random.
Wait. Okay. It was a little uninformed. Okay, but two, like, okay, yes, he is a Mexican.
Descent.
Of Mexican descent. No, he's from Mexico.
Oh, he's
from Mexico.
He's from the motherland.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's Mexican, and yes, he is playing a character, Cassian. I did my research on this. But he's not, playing a Mexican role.
Yeah.
He's a person in space. You know what I'm saying? Playing a pilot. He's not playing a Mexican pilot.
He's not talking Spanish.
Yeah. His name isn't like Andres or
Diego.
What's
his name on it?
Cassian something. Like,
yeah.
He's not, like, you know, he's not playing.
Wow.
Brown bag.
And passing her back.
Was a fucking possum in my front yard. Same ring camera. Okay, Angie, can you pass me my first bag?
Hey, if you need me to take care of that.
You got a stick?
$20.
Well, you know what I have an issue with? Why does everyone think Chewbacca's Mexican? Like, why did we see this is
what in Star Wars? Or you were reading the comments and they were saying that?
The comments were like, Chewbacca's Mexican.
People
but to me,
Chewy.
That's the thing with Speedy Gonzalez. It's an animal that they're giving.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro? I'll take Speedy Gonzalez over Chewbacca.
Hell yeah.
Plus, Gonzalez is a very well known bro. Like, I don't, whoever the fuck tried to cancel it.
I understand if you're offended. It's not a Latino who created Speedy Gonzalez, it's probably a white guy that created Speedy Gonzalez off of things he thinks of Latinos, right? So I think there's that, like, we should have the ownership to create the character and to, like, make him as best as we can, but there's already a big ass problem with our
representation. Honestly, I would have been more offended if he had like a half a beer in his hand and was like drunk and like eating a taco.
I think there are areas, times when he's drunk or it's shit like that.
Maybe.
It's all our deals.
I think it was born out of a stereotype, but I never felt offended by it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I always saw it as a cool representation because, you know, when you're growing up, like, you kind of don't know everything about the world, right?
Yeah.
But you know that like your parents or your grandparents speak Spanish, and then you're watching a show which is, you know, back then, mm-hmm. in the 90s, we're all created by white people for the most part. And then you see, like, yourself represented, and I thought it was cool. I'm like, I can relate to this character somewhat. You know, my grandma can like this character. So maybe it was born out of stereotype and, like,
but it
in
also
a bad
was
way.
Something we could identify with.
But I think it turned into something positive for a lot of people.
It's like embracing our good and our bad. He's fast, and we're fast. We cross a lot of borders.
You feel me?
And the bad part is, if he's a drunk, we're all drunks.
He gets tired. He needs a refreshment.
Okay, see, that's
he needs a
what
beverage.
I have a problem with. You guys are making me have a problem with it because we shouldn't be okay with, like, Mexicans are drunks. No, we should not be okay with that, even though we just took shots.
We're not drunks, but we do need a sponsorship from a liquor company.
Yeah,
you motherfuckers stop
or
fucking playing with us.
Company.
We have the fucking sombreros, man. We're about the fucking business. I was gonna put that one on.
But so, that's cooler. I think I'm with. It's cool that Gabriel Iglesias represented us and fought for us, and we about to be in a fucking movie with LeBron James. Let's get it.
Yeah. I think cool. It's cool. I think it's cool.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Culo. Just because I understand you if you aren't with it. And I also just put a real Mexican person in there versus a little rat.
It should have been like a little duende that our parents have a myth of like the scariness in Mexico.
The duende. Oh, shit.
Duendes are real shit.
No, I believe it. I believe it. My dad's seen them before.
Can we talk about duendes real quick?
I could talk about like La Llorona being real.
Okay, so let's talk about duendes because I feel like people know Llorona, but they don't necessarily know duendes.
So duendes, dwarf?
A gnome?
Gnome, like a yeah, gnome, like yeah. A gnome, yes, okay.
Bad spirit.
I've heard, yeah, it's like a bad spirit. I've heard the duende. For you never get that real quick where like you guys say things in Spanish because all you ever know when you say it in English, it just sounds so weird. Yeah. Like yeah. I never go like, yeah, my dad saw a gnome. He's like, my dad saw a duende, or like yeah. My dad's brother saw it. So in Mexico, there's a lot of like myths, like example, La Llorona.
Yeah.
And I never thought it was real, but when my sister got deported, et cetera, et cetera, she was like, you hear that? You hear her screaming. Mm. And I'm like, holy fuck, that's, you know? Back to the duende. I've heard the duende where like when you're drunk and you see them before, it's like, instead, and then I've heard the one where like you follow a really beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. And then she turns into a horse. She's very beautiful from the back. And then when she turns around, tiene la cara de caballo.
Oh, like a butterface.
Yeah, but it's like oh the... God.
Maria the Stallion.
That was a good one.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You thought we were going to brown bag you?
Yeah, I was so scared.
No, that was a good shot.
But I've heard like that story where like she's sexy and they follow her. Mm-hmm. And then they see like the...
The head of a
horse. Like the head of a horse. And I was like, I don't like the demonic shit. I respect it. I believe in it.
Scared
yeah.
Already?
Yeah, I'm getting scared.
I'm upset too much.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I believe. I respect everybody's, you know what I mean? Beliefs.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean? But my personality. But yeah, but that's I've heard like the gnome one, but the duende one, which was like the one I've heard constantly before. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
So what I learned duendes were was when like you don't baptize babies. If they were to die, they turn into duendes. So duendes are supposed to be like super clean because they're kids that died before they got baptized and they come back as like these little evil spirits. If you ever saw Passion of the Christ, they're the little kids that chased, I think it was Judas. Have you guys seen Passion of the Christ?
No.
Whoa. Are you guys even Latino?
What do you
that's
mean?
Like a I
mean,
movie
I
to watch.
Came out,
what do you mean if like... I watch La Rosa de Guadalupe?
Okay, well, in Passion of the Christ, there's these little duendes that come out, and I think they're chasing Judas, if I'm not mistaken, and they're throwing rocks at him. And while he's, they're little kids, but when he looks at them, their faces kind of morph into like little demonic faces. If there's a video clip, I'll put it here. And so he ends up killing himself. So to me, that's what I heard duendes were. And when you see one or if one pops up, you're supposed to cuss because they're so clean, although they're evil, that cussing or saying shit to them is what makes them back off. So that's kind of what I've learned, or the tale I've learned about doing this.
That also goes to why Latinos baptize their kids within like 2 weeks of them being born.
Oh yeah, so fast.
Because to me, like for when I hear some of my homies like, I'm not baptized, fool, you're like 30, fool.
Yeah.
You need a fool. I'll be your pastor.
That's
come
kind
on.
Of, that's kind of.
Yeah, but like if you never been baptized,
let's go into that one church. God. Come on.
That's easy. All I gotta do is dump you in a big ass pool, bring you right back the fuck out.
You're saved.
I'm just saying, like it's so weird. Even though I'm not super religious, they're just things we're bred into learning, which is like baptize your kid, dar un escapulario,
yeah,
pierce his earrings when he's young, because when the whole like
the thing of ojo.
Oh, the ojo. Do you guys notice that I lost mine, you guys?
Oh, wow.
I've been so sad. My mom's been talking mad shit because I lost two already. I'm like, damn, somebody's doing me ojo, so I got to go. Liparme con el huevo. Yeah, well, my homies are like, they're my age, and I'm 21. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've never been baptized. I'm like, what the fuck? You don't have your first communion?
Damn. First communion was fun.
Yeah, first communion, you can't get married if you don't have that.
Church school?
On God.
Well, if you're Catholic. But if you're first communion, you cannot get married if you have your first communion.
Yeah, you're seven sacraments. You actually need it's first communion and then your.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Only those two to get married?
There's other sacraments, but I think you can do them while you're getting ready to get married.
Did you do?
We did legal. We haven't done church yet.
That's a pretty good excuse to tell a girl why you can't get married. Like, I haven't done my confirmation.
Hilarious.
Mijita.
I'm sorry. I still have to do my first communion,
baby girl. Like, we can't get married.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? In the eyes of Jesus, it wouldn't look right.
Capitalism works all the time because you can actually speed up your fucking sacraments. Like you pay like $100-something or some shit and they give you like seven sacraments in one. Like you could do your first communion, your primera comunión, and like all of that.
Oh, you just erased my whole excuse. Thanks a lot.
So you could do it while you're on the move.
What do you mean?
To get married?
Yeah, if you haven't had any sacraments, like there's programs now from the church.
In one day?
That you can do them all at one time. I'm not sure how long
Jesus
it takes.
Jesus Christ. But
yeah. Isn't that just some shit?
You know what else is crazy? What? I maybe shouldn't be saying
you don't have
First communion. I paid for my first communion.
What do you mean you paid for it?
Like
you didn't go to school?
Like I didn't go to school.
I'm saying it. He's like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then I was like, $100
Yeah. Wow.
Give me my certificate.
No, I went to school.
That's why when we said it was fun, he just stayed quiet.
Yeah. Like, oh, catechism school? Yeah. Like,
nah, you know what it was that you
Do
know
you
like
know your prayers?
Yeah, my Padre Nuestro, my Santa Maria, my
Yeah.
For my mom.
I know them in English.
For my Losing.
Yeah, I went.
My mom was the only one that could read out of her family. So whenever, unfortunately, when my grandpa passed away and my cousin, she does the Santa Maria Madre de Dios.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to go bonita,
nine times
por bonita.
Ten
por times. Yeah.
You know, I respect my mom, but goddamn, no shit is boring, my Jesus.
It's the same thing over and over
again. Yeah, that's how my grandma is. My grandma does it for, like, anybody who passes away. Like,
yeah,
she's
the
9 days
after.
Yeah.
Dude,
you know that that's what every beat is for, a prayer?
Yeah.
And it helps you stay on track.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of prayers, so it's
and
like, okay,
we're slow.
Until I get back to the cross, then I'm finished.
Bro, what's so funny about that, like, when my grandma came for the first time to the U.S., like, with her visa, each family got her for, like, a week, right? And when she was in our week, bro, like, I know this is a Latino thing. We've all gotten a laugh attack during church.
I've gotten in trouble for not shutting up during church.
Bro, I've got a fool. Me and my family have this thing. Obviously, I guess I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand. My family is funny. Bro, I've got it. Bro, my grandma was there. She was so serious. And me and my cousin got a laugh attack, and it was just so... Like, you have to understand that
to
I was like...
She wanted to beat your ass.
Yeah,
No, she's really nice, because she's not that comfortable with us.
Okay.
Even though she's our grandma, like, my mom wasn't really like...
Yeah.
That's my mom, but I raised myself after 15. So when I got a laugh attack, I was like, damn, bro, that shit's so funny. Like, it was just so funny, but it wasn't funny, but it was funny because we... Like, I wasn't disrespecting nobody, just me and my cousin looked at each other.
You were disrespecting Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Cuando subes, a decir, oh, que está chistoso ahorita.
I'm going to be like, yo soy comediante, usted me hizo así.
True that.
Usted me hizo así.
Usted, you see, with respect. Usted.
I love it. Give me three public figures. Pick any three.
Ray
any
J.
ethnicity. Okay, Ray J.
I want to say Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, Ray J, Eminem. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to play a new game. Carne asada, Nino, rival. Like, fuck, marry, kill. Pick one to go to carne asada, one to be your Nino, which is like the favorite family member, and one to be your rival, because we're not going to kill anybody here.
Okay, Barack Obama could be my Nino.
Okay.
Because he's so nice for no reason. Eminem, even though he looks mean, I think he's very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray J could be my rival.
So Eminem's going to the carne asada.
Yeah.
And Ray J is going to be your rival.
Yeah.
Ray J's petty. He'd be a crazy rival, just FYI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like the cousin I don't like.
Yeah.
Like the one I just, whatever.
Yeah.
My mommy, grandma, my sister, but fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Ray J is for sure going to be my Nino.
Okay.
Like that.
You're a fucking ratchet.
You are
he's
a ratchet.
Gonna,
he's a ratchet.
He's going to hook it up.
They think, like, you're the ratchet. He's a ratchet.
He's going to be like, they're setting up for
you.
Me. You feel me? Like, yeah, shout out Ray J. Greatest living American. And then Barack Obama could come to carne asada. You know what I'm saying? He's cool.
Yeah.
I would enjoy being around him, soaking up game. But, you know, the good thing about carne asada is like people go home after. You know what I'm saying?
So
I wouldn't.
Dip.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want him to like be around for too long.
You're choosing Eminem to be your rival.
Wow,
this fool,
like,
Eminem, but
this
but,
fool like wakes up and does diss songs every day.
That's
like,
the fun part.
Like, he's gonna be your rival. You can't rap.
I know, but it'll still be entertaining and it'll be great for content. You
so
know
he's
saying?
Like, he's like the cousin that. You,
no,
like,
he's his rival. Stop changing my game.
Every once in a while, you squabble up.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if Eminem was my rival because he. Like you said, he loves to diss people.
Yeah.
And he's good at it. It'll only elevate my petty game.
All right, come on, you fucking Nino vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to go Nino first. Nino would be Barack.
Yes.
Because I feel like I wouldn't see him a lot, and I don't see my Nino a lot. But I feel like, like, my Nino, anytime I see him, he gives me $100. And I feel like Barack would do that. Like, oh, hi, Mija.
Yeah.
See you, like, in a couple
Here
years.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Coin your soda. Tell George I said hi.
I think Eminem would be carne asada. And Ray J, this is the thing, though. Did you see that whole story about how Ray J is the one that, like, he, like, fanned the flames? He's the one that told, I guess, Biggie's crew about how Faith was with Pac.
He changed the
course of history.
Of American history.
Well, they were already beefing.
Many times.
But he's...
Not only did he do that...
But my thing is, like, when he beefs with girls, they become billionaires. So...
Yeah.
He did it first in multiple levels.
I'm good with being him. He being my rival.
Brought... The jerking movement to a national scale. He
brought
the New Boys. He had their first hit.
He boned Kardashian.
Yeah.
He did that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's a legend.
He'll be my rival.
Legend. He hit it first.
He's a good, like, bad guy. Yeah. He's, so he'll be the rival.
He has good intentions, but they don't always go well.
Definitely not.
Yeah, for you would choose Ray J as your Nino?
Hell yeah. We partied together.
The fact that you would choose Ray J as your Nino. Hell like yeah. Like a Nino is somebody that you love, but you don't want to see all the time.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this shit about Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Is she still into that whole shit with her dad and shit?
Yeah, so I guess like in a nutshell, I say in a nutshell a lot, fuck. She's going through some shit. Clearly, we've all know about that episode of her shaving her head bald. So because of that, like that mental health crisis that she had, they took conservatorship over her whole finances and her estate. So basically, she's still alive, but they feel like she doesn't have the capability of making wise decisions. So her family petitioned to become her conservators. Her dad did. And I think it then passed over to another person. So I don't even think her dad has it. It's someone else with the estate that's taking over because the dad fell sick too. I think it's been 13 years and she's petitioning to just have her life back, be able to spend money the way that she wants to, be able to do the things that she wants. It's really crazy to see, but if you ever follow her Instagram or just go to her Instagram, it's weird. And I know she's going through some shit, but you could tell she's locked up. Like, she'll dance, but her hair's crazy. Her makeup's crazy. The dance is the same. Like,
I've seen it.
So you could tell something is going on with her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she wants to get released from the conservatorship without having an evaluation. So that means she doesn't want them to check her mental health or whatever. Probably because she probably does have something going on with her. I'm pretty sure that even just the situation she's been in has caused trauma that's also affected her mental health. So she probably thinks like, of course I'm gonna fucking, you guys are gonna find some shit. But it is crazy to watch.
So they let her like run her own social media?
I'm assuming they can't take that from her. It all
like,
looks
like there's like no
odd.
Context to it.
No, it's just her dancing.
Yeah.
People in the comments are even like, this has to mean something. Like they're trying to decipher what every dance
move
means.
I think she does struggle from mental health issues. I was just talking to the homie Jeff Weiss, who's actually writing a book on her. So he has a lot of information. We were just talking about this before I got here. He said that her family also struggles from mental health. So it's like a real thing. Like her grandma committed suicide. Like,
yeah, like it's definitely a cause,
you know,
of
what I'm
concern.
Saying? Yeah.
There.
On top of her child fame, on top of her breakdown that we all saw in like 2008 and stuff like that. I think she has a lot of things going on. And yeah, she should be allowed to make her own decisions, even if she fucks up. Like, oh, well. But I think that too many people's pockets are involved at this point.
Right.
That they're not going to let her out of that.
Not
because
that
there's too much money on the line, because she might just want to say, I don't even want this money. Fuck this money. I want to give it to charity. Meanwhile, there's a whole economy, ecosystem, corporation.
And that's something she said.
Is.
She's like, I fed them. I've clothed them. I've housed them.
And
it's like,
want
it's
it to stop.
Yeah, I can't do this anymore.
And they don't want it to stop.
She's like at a whole other level of fame, right? Where like 2008, so I was only 8, right? I just remember her always being like a meme.
That's wild. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
for sure. Yeah.
She was like the most famous person on earth for a while.
Yeah,
I know for sure. And I think she still is. Whenever you say Britney Spears, nobody ever goes like, who's that?
Yeah.
In reality. But I think it all comes with the people you surround yourself with. Like, I don't feel like nobody that should be evaluating her should be people that are just being just money off her. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like, why not hire me, Angie, and Letty to evaluate her? But I'm saying everybody that's doing it is doing it for a buck.
Right. Well, there's evaluators' jobs. Like, there's people that are like, that's their profession. They evaluate, they do mental health evaluations or things like that. I think more so right now we could have these types of conversations where a famous person can say like, I'm having mental health issues, and since it's a little bit more normalized than it was, I think, than at the time she had her episode, I think she was still living in the time where it's like, oh my god, crazy person, lock them up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
now it's not that. Now it's like, oh, okay, like for example, like
Kanye.
Yeah, we see Kanye trip out, right? But it's like, okay, let's get him help.
Yeah,
I don't think that was necessarily the same kind of a love that Britney got.
And it has a lot to do with the fact that she's a woman.
That's what I was just gonna ask you. Like,
let's talk about it.
Do you feel like, because she was a girl and they feel like that to just protect her, and she was a child star, like
a man,
she doesn't know any better.
Well, yeah. Well, what happens with women is that it can't be your regular person that's just tripping. It has to be, there's something wrong with you, right? And women get that a lot, and women have got that since the beginning of time. Anything they dabble in turns into like a crazy like extremity. Like if they were into herbalism or like natural healing, you're a witch. We just talked about how now you need to go get like an egg on you, right? Or like shit like that. That's natural healing. But if someone else will look at it, they're like, oh, that's brujeria, right?
She's a witch burner.
Yeah. So it's like, that's how quick people get to judge women. And because their leverage isn't on women's side, often they have to bow down. They have to take on, okay, I have this bunch of group of people now on like the witch hunt, basically. I have to go with what they're saying. I have really no say. So it's a weird space to be in, to feel how you feel. She might even feel like, fuck, I need help, but can't say it, because then they're going to automatically be, okay, removed, or removed from their family, or removed from their children, or fucking put away because people aren't so sympathetic towards what they're going through.
Yeah.
Everyone gets it, but I can understand why, like, she as a woman got it.
I think if her name was Bryant Spears and she was a man,
mm-hmm.
then there would not be a conservatorship in the first place.
Yeah, there's this weird thing, you know, about like, we feel like women who feel a lot of things or are going through something are going to be reckless. Men get reckless too. It's just weird that the recklessness happens on both ends.
Yeah.
But the ones that bear that brute is like a woman. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, she's out of hand. I gotta stop her from doing something because she's gonna do something crazy, when a dude will do something crazy too.
And we'll just say, like, he's on a sick one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's mad. Yeah. Like, he's tripping right now.
For sure, super. Like, so I'm okay with like her getting help, going to rehab, mental health. Fucking having an advisor next to her, having somebody that's mentally prepared and physically and loves doing what they do and that's helping people. But for you to fucking feel like you could control her money, control her life, control where she sleeps, what she eats, like, food, like, you have her in a cage, dog. And that's the thing about our prisons, bro. You throw somebody that's just learning, like 8-year-old kid. I'm not justifying murder or whatever. People make mistakes though, dog, for real. I mean, I believe that, because I know how many that their life changed like this within a minute. It, but they were put in a situation where life can't turn around from that. It's either mine. But you don't put that foot in a cage and throw the key away. Like, dog, he was 16. He was 18, 17.
Yeah.
How old was she when she had her mental breakdown?
She was probably in her 20s.
In her 20s.
But
like,
even then.
Like, she, you understand, everybody's had him. Justin Bieber had one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you come from
it has to do to, with, if it's in her family, it's probably the personality of the people in her family to have controlled her. If she was a child star,
mm-hmm.
they're not used to her saying, no, I'm not going to do what you want me to
do. That's true.
And so they're like, no, you are, watch. Like, and then
and
do the whole conservatorship.
And that's their business is Britney Spears.
Is her, yeah.
Like, their whole family economy
their
is based
income
off
relies
of Britney
on her.
Spears.
And she has kids, right? Like, imagine you're not able to be like, come on, kids, let's go to ice cream.
No,
or let's move. Like, what if she just wants to move? Like, she's probably not even allowed to move.
Imagine if you had an episode where you guys were on a sick one, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give you a vasectomy now. You can't have any more kids. They put an IUD in her.
Oh, that's right.
And they do not let her have
so
kids.
So people don't understand that they basically made her a fucking a guinea pig, dog. Like,
they're robot. She's their money printing robot.
And they're like, you can't, whatever your wants and needs are no longer in your hands. It's basically taking away your freedom.
Free Britney on the record. Free Britney. If she's gonna make mistakes, let her fucking make mistakes. People make mistakes. Yeah. Like, if she wants to blow all her money, let her blow all that shit. Yeah. That's none of your concern. You guys didn't work for that shit.
And they worked the fuck out of that girl, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only, one thing is, fuck it, the money's one thing, but like, taking her kids.
Yeah, all of that is insane. And then let her give her a goal. You can't take someone's shit away without being like, this is how you'll get him back. Or like give her that mm-hmm. game plan, right? I think they were just like, again, lock her up and throw away the key type of shit. And you can't do that to someone.
The crazy part is that she is funding everything that's keeping her in, keeping her kids away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's paying for all the lawyer fees.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Like, imagine, I would be so hot. Like,
what's crazy is the fact that this is, one, she's a white woman.
Yeah.
Two, her fucking, dog, if I had a daughter that was going through it, you feel me? You would do anything for people not to look at your daughter like a fucking nut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's a piece of shit, one, for letting that shit to play out.
I think that there's so much, because at the same time, as a parent, like, if her dad was on record saying, you know, I love you, I'll do anything I can for you, things like that. But I think there is a certain part of, if you love me, let me be an adult. Let me live let me make those mistakes.
Yeah.
And if you love me, let's get the right people around me. But if I am feeling like you are taking over, if I'm feeling that, like, I also have the right to feel that. I also have the right to feel
for
like,
sure.
Dude, you're suffocating me. You're fucking, this is not right. But she didn't do a crime.
Yeah.
She has no crime.
And then the fact that, imagine she was just realistically going through something small. It just, you know, she happened to shave her head. And they made a small animal turn into this huge monster because they fucking bred her. Bred is gonna be the word in this podcast. They bred her into being this fucking disgusting, doesn't respect herself, doesn't know what she does, bro. You think she dances like that? The girl has talent, bro. She was a great pop artist. She's a pop artist. Like, bro, like, I listen to Britney Spears in the hood. I don't know a lot of people that do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you also respect somebody's game, just like I sit here and be like, man, I give it up to Kylie. She's a fucking billionaire. I give it up to Britney Spears, bro. She was fucking talented. She could sing. She was entertaining.
Child star, everything. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things where, like, your advisors are gonna regret the shit out of whoever the fuck is controlling her. That shit's gonna, karma's a motherfucker. motherfucker. Oh, it's gonna come back like crazy. Cause you're basically holding a girl into her own will. Like, bro, you put a fucking, what do they put in her chip shit?
IUD.
Oh, IUD.
So she don't get pregnant. Dog, that's what fucking people do that on their own in Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Well, what if she wants to get pregnant?
Well, she does. That's what she said. She was like, I want to get married.
With that guy that I saw the picture too?
Yeah, but they don't let her go get that shit
Controlling
removed.
Controlling a woman's body is
that's
crazy.
Insane.
Bro, the fact that America's this brutal about shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about
no,
like,
the fact that whatever that is legal.
Yeah.
That's what's the trick.
It's legal?
Yeah. Well, because they're under the... Yeah, it's all legal.
Okay, so that was my question. But is this only with people with money?
No, yeah. I think it's... Like, let's say my dad's older. Like, if my dad's older and he can't take care of himself, or I'll get conservatorship of him to make decisions type of shit. It's kind of
but
like...
But the law was enacted for people with money. It had to be.
Well, you know I think what I'm saying?
Because they don't give a fuck about people who don't
have
money.
What you do with your
$20
a week.
Conservatorship of your $50.
Like, yeah, because it's like,
you know, have to be pills. Someone that has assets.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it only matters when real money's involved.
Yeah.
It's when the lawyers come in and advise them, man, get the fuck out of here. Free Britney.
Free Britney.
FB.
Right, free Britney till it's backwards.
Conservatorship, sometimes referred to as guardianship, generally describes a situation in which a court appoints someone, often a spouse, parent, attorney, or other qualified adult, to make decisions for another adult who is considered unable to do so themselves. So I'm assuming the situation was because of her mental health, she couldn't make these decisions for her.
Maybe
but that was also many years ago.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. Like, bro, because of that, they still...
They're not going to let her
have.
It,
do not
honestly.
Let her make decisions. Yeah, they're too comfortable in that life.
They're making too much chicken.
And then who's the only one that could be like, okay, I'm cool. Is it her dad?
I think her dad.
Like her dad could be the one to shut it down?
Give her back her
yeah,
shit.
But I think it's another person. It's the
there's
dad and someone else.
Well, now there's the state
it's probably
lawyers
like a
involved.
Whole thing.
Like,
the judge can do it. The judge can be like, hey.
It's too complicated.
So that's what this hearing
too
was.
Too much money involved now.
Yeah. I think the judge is trying to be like, okay, does she have... Well, see, this is the thing. She wants to say, take away conservatorship, but don't give me an evaluation, so don't check my mental health. Mm. Because the reason why she got in the first place is because they saw, okay, mentally she's not well. And the judge needs to make the decision, is she well enough to make her own decisions? How can I know if I don't have the evaluation? So, like, it's hard.
She has a stain and, like, this perception of
her being
crazy.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to erase that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what she does, she just has that stain on her.
Even if she's crazy, even if she has a mental health issue, taking away her rights as an individual does not make that better.
Yeah.
What makes that better is them receiving help.
What blows my mind is that UEI, the
IUD.
That's wild.
UEI is a college.
I know, fuck.
That's where he went to school.
Man, that's crazy. Like,
there's a deeper, darker conspiracy to it, too. That
I know there's a documentary on it, too, called Free Britney or something on Hulu. I gotta check it out.
Man, Free Britney.
I feel sad now. Can we feel unsad?
Yeah.
Summer Anthem from L.A., which one's the best one? Because there's a lot. There's Summertime in the LBC. There's Summer Nights by Lil Rob. There's one that I think is underrated, which is the Roscoe one. The I Love Cali in the Summertime.
What's crazy about Lil Rob that he's, well, you said in L.A. or in Cali?
L.A., we're doing L.A.
Okay, Lil Rob is from San Diego.
But it's still in L.A. feels
I think L.A. feels it a lot more.
Hell yeah.
You for sure took a minute of our step kid.
San Diego homies would argue us, but
That one's in the Pacific, to be specific.
So. Exactly.
Come on, that's all of us.
I wonder when he made this song, everybody fucks with that song.
No,
hell
he was feeling good when he made that song. He says it in the beginning.
I'm feeling good. Little Rob. We should have Little Rob on here.
I would love to have Little Rob. This is your formal invitation.
Oh my God, if we have Little Rob, you guys don't understand.
God,
like, I tripped
fire.
Out when I met Mr. Capone.
Yeah.
And like had a conversation with him. Yeah, he's a legend, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him, but I for sure fuck more with the
Little
You know, with the simp shit.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
You know, you feel me? Like,
no, I know. But
Sexy
Mr. Capone?
Lady?
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Capone made some simp shit, too.
Yeah, but they weren't as effective as... Bro, you know how many girls I've dedicated pretty girls to? A lot. Sexy lady with the pretty... What? I was knocking hoes to that.
Okay, let's go back to Summer Anthems.
Okay.
Summer Night.
By Little Rob.
Summertime in the LBC by Dove Shack. And I Love Candy. I don't even know the name of the song.
Wait. What about Where I Wanna Be?
Oh,
is that a summer? Is that a summer song?
Yes.
Where I Wanna Be.
But does he say summer in it? The other ones have summer in it.
But I
love Cali in the summertime.
It's a summer anthem.
If that's the case, then the fucking 50 Shades of Brown. Lighter Shade of Brown.
Shades of Brown? That's your freaky podcast.
What the fuck?
Lighter Shade of Brown.
50 Shades of Brown.
Oh, I know what song you're talking about. The
park. Sitting on the park on a Sunday afternoon.
It's like,
If Latino be killing the summer anthem.
Yeah. ODM, One Dope Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to ODM.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The fucking, the last song, My Cali Lifestyle.
Go.
Oh, Go. I can't think of the
sing
song.
Sing it.
Then it's not it.
It's for sure made it. Yeah. I'm going to just play. I don't give a fuck. You can cut it. I don't give a fuck.
Because if it was it, you would have it playing in your head constantly.
You would know it. Like, you think summer, you think that song.
Like them summer nights.
Let's do, Carne Asada, Nino,
that's so hard.
Rival with these three songs.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Summer Nights, Summertime in the LBC, and I Love Cali in the Summertime.
Okay. That's easy. I'll go first.
Go.
Summer Nights would be my Nino, because I love that song. I love it forever. With this, where
that's
where,
not the song.
What song did we say?
Summertime. No. It's the other
I
one.
Love Cali in the Summertime.
I Love Cali in the Summertime. I don't even know if you ever heard it.
Yeah.
Roscoe and Corrupt, I think.
Okay, that for sure would be my rival, and then... The other one will be in the carne asada. Shamanino gonna be there for life.
Yeah.
And then the other ones is like, you know?
Okay.
Summer Nights, carne asada.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Summertime in the LBC could be my Nino. And then, even though I do really like the Roscoe song, and it is very underrated.
Hating on this.
No, I like it a lot. I just thought
he was gonna say summer. But
it's not summer nights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not summertime. When I was in Hawaii, they were playing Summertime in the LBC. Like that shit came out yesterday. They were like, "We love this song." I'm like, "Well, how the fuck?" You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay, so you're gonna choose Rival. Both of you rival Roscoe.
Yeah. You let us know your picks.
I can't do that. I'll rival Lil Rob. I feel like he'd be a good enemy.
He seems like the worst enemy.
No, I would not want a Corrupt as my enemy. So Corrupt would be... Corrupt
and his little brother.
Carne Asada.
Okay.
I love Cali in the Summertime. And Summertime in the LBC, definitely Nino vibes. Definitely like my favorite vibes. And then I'll rival Lil Rob.
I like that Summertime in the LBC is like very specific to Long Beach, but we still like... I mean, I fuck with Long Beach, but like we look past that and we just imagine that they're talking about our city.
Like,
you know,
Kings Park, I've never been there, but
we're
like at Kings
Park with
in
all
the LBC.
Homies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Wasn't I think this? Of Big Boy when
I was
think
about
it
to say,
is.
Didn't
yeah.
Yeah, that was like
yeah,
the
that's
intro
the beginning,
for Big Boy.
Yeah.
You just gave her PTSD, dog. Oh, okay,
song.
Okay.
That's a great song.
It's so legendary.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah,
it's like I feel it. I get where y'all coming from. You know what I mean? Like, it's super respectable. But I'm gonna have to go with bro. Summer Nights is for sure. I was always.
I Love Cali in the Summertime. Well, if that's not old people shit, then this is not old.
But
people
this is Latino,
shit.
So maybe I'll bread.
Like, bread.
Bread. It's not gonna be like our word, huh?
Boom, boom, boom.
And let the lucky when I listen to things like this, I could imagine you being the really pretty girl on the lowrider next.
Dude, I've always wanted to be like a lowrider girl, not gonna lie.
And Jorge, shut that shit down quick.
Are you gonna get a lowrider in the future?
I want a lowrider. My dream car is the El Camino. I've always wanted El Camino with the lights on the bumper.
On the bumper? Yeah. That's hard. I could see
what would you name your car?
Oh, I don't know. I think the car has to tell me that.
Yeah, it would depend on the color. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, bro. I don't have a dollar. Can I borrow one? I
can borrow a dollar.
You have a dollar, Vic? Wait, did you put a dollar for your fucking phone call?
That one. Thank you, Vic.
Hey, today we actually did really good because you're only going to win $3.
No, you're going to win $3 and then from the last time, remember?
Oh, that's a lot of money, actually. Never mind. You might win like $35.
So should we get the winner now? Should we get the winner next time? Let's still moan up. I love being fucking West Coast because we have our own shit. Where's moan up for from?
Where's moan up from?
Warren G.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I fuck with the legends. But.
Regulators.
Yeah, there's lingo. Yeah, like, I'm still.
But he's born in 2000, so.
No.
Oh, you know.
There's some songs you have to know. Regulators is one of those.
Oh,
songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Regulators, moan up.
But you got to give him credit because he's 21 years old and not just listening to, like, Trippy Red and Lil Uzi.
Yeah,
only,
yeah
you know
no, I listen
so,
to, like.
Not that there's anything wrong with them. They're good artists,
but
like.
But not just them.
Yeah, he's, like, open to, like, all this. this other shit.
Oh, no, I fuck with my OGs. Of course I fuck with the Regulators. Of course I fuck with 50 Cent Ice
Cube. Keep talking about summer songs, because there's another one that I feel like, this is the song that trumps all songs, but it doesn't say summer in it.
Which one?
But I think it's the most L.A. song.
Which one?
It's not gangster rap either. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night. I think like that's the shit. Right. Like anywhere.
Bro,
the parties are on the west side.
And it's funny because there's always, and it's funny because the minute it plays, it just everybody, if I hear,
I love about that song, for him being woke in like 95 and being like, designated, get the keys to my truck
because I'm faded.
This drops on Friday, so my birthday Sunday as well. My birthday is gonna be Sunday at Treehouse. If there's any people in the LA area want to come out and fuck with me,
21 plus.
Yeah, 21 plus. It's going to be at Treehouse.
Say brown bag at the door.
Say brown bag at the door.
They'll smile at you.
Yeah. 5 to 10 p.m. Okay, we're going to get lit.
They'll give you a high five.
We're going to be sending you up text at 7 p.m.
And the brown bag team is going to be there because Leslie has to go.
She has to go. We found her babysitter and everything.
Yeah.
And Angie and Josh.
Yeah, you guys got to go too.
We're going.
No, don't lag this time. Not like last time.
Thank you.
It's my fucking birthday.
Yeah.
I only turned 29 once.
Fuck you, asshole.
Hey.
Hey. All right.
Just don't wear those shoes.
I'm
just saying.
You will not get let in the door with those shoes.